they come around and buy the distribution anyway.
Yeah.
If you shut that thing off, I'd tell you something about it. Jehovah don't.
No, you know, I ain't got anything for them.
No. Some of them are dandy. We had a boy in my outfit. He made sure that the other nine members of his crew were able to jump out of the airplane and parachute. And he stuck with it, but he stayed too long to make sure they got out. But the bad part of it is that kind got killed.
Well, I knew lots of old boys that went and didn't come back.
Yeah.
A good old friend of mine up here, Charlie Thompson, lived through a big town. His wife lived up there now. He never got back.
Hmm.
I had a cousin kill him. No, he died in pneumonia. He had to stay in foxholes. Bad, you know, taking pneumonia and died.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about this. Did your children have a nickname that they gave to another child who'd tell a teacher on them if they did something?
Well, I don't know about that, but they had nicknames among themselves.
I mean, did they call him anything special? Tattletale or a tattler?
That's
or
what they used to call them, tattletales.
Tattletales?
The boys would say, I got five. There's five of us boys and there's five tattletales. Well, there's six of them tattletales, you know.
Snitching, generally call them girls snitching.
Mm-hmm.
The boys
do,
and they come tell us about it, and they call them snitching.
Snitching.
Mm-hmm. Tattletales, something like that. Either way, Jerry, one comes up to mine.
Oh, what would you tell your boy if it were cold outside and you gave him his jacket? You didn't want him to put it on his arm. You didn't want him to carry it on his arm.
Put it on, but you can't.
That'd do it?
Uh-huh. You bet. Put it on.
And if the road, if they came along here with road equipment and dug big holes in your road and got the dirt all piled in the middle and had things going across it, what would you say the road was?
That's what I'm thinking.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering if you'd say it's torn up or it's tore up or just what?
Well,
it's one of them, they get
there.
It's tore up and then it's in the mess too.
We have pretty good roads here, but up in the mountain where the children are, they have
Fork roads and maces and everything else. And yeah. Bad,
the log
over,
you know, that makes
it bad.
Mm-hmm. How long did you say you've been here since when?
At this place right here.
Uh-huh.
We've been here. Five years last March.
We've been
here.
Let's see, that's
still busy.
Since
55.
Uh-huh.
Coming in 55.
Mm-hmm. If someone thinks about doing something and plans it all out, and then he does it, you say he didn't do that by accident, he did that. Makes you mad, doesn't it, sometimes? Do you have any special term for leaving someplace very fast, if someone leaves a place quickly?
I don't believe I understand.
Well, would you say he really lit a shuck, or he really tore out, or he really got high behind, or?
Mama, did you understand it?
Yeah, I understand it, but I just don't know what to be the answer.
What did he say now?
Well, if someone leaves, let's say he leaves town very suddenly and very quickly.
Uh-huh.
Like somebody going out too fast, hurting
things. He done something, you know, he's scared of.
Yeah, well, would you say he really lit a shuck?
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Would that be common?
He really lit a shuck, you know. He just gone.
Well, that was something we say he's really going down.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, we mentioned the war between the states. What did you say the North and the South did then?
They
You mean they had war between the two, the North and the South.
And what did the two armies do?
Oh, I don't know much about that. Now,
free and the niggers, wasn't it?
Huh?
Yeah.
Was that on the free and the niggers?
Did they fight?
Fought for the niggers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Freedom of the niggers, I thought.
I thought, they freed the niggers on that side. And see, the North brought the niggers down here and sold them to...